Ladies and gentlemen, it's another Young OG rant, and I want to hop right into it. This topic that I'm going to discuss today, oh my God. I know you can relate to it. I know it'll piss you off like it pisses me off. I just balled up my fist as I started to channel with my anger. I just balled up my fist like the Arthur character from WGBH. You know what I'm talking about? This topic will enrage you unless you're like the Dalai Lama. It doesn't matter what race, what ethnicity, what denomination, what religion, what sexual orientation. It does not matter. This issue is so native to Boston that I guarantee you, once we start talking about it, it's going to piss you off. And you see this every single mother day. Traffic. You come out the house, 7 o'clock in the morning, it started. It goes all the way to noon. And then it seems like traffic takes a lunch break from noon to 2. But by 2 p.m., you best believe traffic is back on the clock. It's on 93 North. It's on 93 South. It's on 1A. It's on Blue Hill Avenue. It's on Broadway in South Boston. It's in East Boston on Meridian Street. It don't matter. It's on the VFW Parkway. It's downtown Boston. It's traffic. It's traffic. It's traffic. You can mark how far you're going by traffic and the amount of time it's taking you to go from one construction zone to the next construction zone. And don't get me wrong, I know a little secret. I know all the gas pipes in Boston are leaking. So you got to keep digging up the streets on emergency basis. Plus Fios is laying their stuff down. Plus you got water maintenance. You got a lot of things going on underground that cause you to dig. That's not my problem. My problem is, where is the BPD officer directing traffic? Now, some of them are on their job, white gloves, clean like they just bleached them. They waving them on. It could be pantomiming out there. They so nice with it. But then you got those who are either in the car, sitting in the AC, or they face down and necking and face down and they texting. Now, you know these people need help driving around this traffic. You know Bostonians lose their mind when it rain. You know they lose their mind in rotaries. And you know that they don't know how to merge. Let me give y'all a quick merging lesson. If the merge is coming from the right and you're already on the main road, move over one lane to the left and let them in. If you can't, at least alternate every other, keeping 5 people from cutting you off. Do you feel good about yourself? You feel like you're getting in 5 cars earlier? Huh? That's what you're doing? Is that your level of pettiness? I'm saying school is out. And construction is still, traffic is still crazy. School is out. There's no snow on the ground. And traffic is still crazy. Let's talk about a couple of the reasons why. Let's talk about this new generation. And when I say new generation, I'm not ragging on the young people. I'm ragging on my peers. My peers, when we were leaving high school parties, dance practices, sports practices, and events, you got picked up. Or you carpooled, or you walked your ass home, or you took a bus, or you rode your little huffy bike home. But now, you put these kids in a car service. And I know your argument, it's more dangerous. And at least I get to track them on the GPS, and I know exactly where they're going. Yeah. You put more cars on the road. So if that's what you're going to do, you're creating traffic. That's fine. You're right. But you're creating traffic. And while we on the Uber and Lyft, no knock to the drivers, because I've been an Uber driver. I take Uber regularly. Listen, it's an Uber. It's not a limousine service. Your car ain't that big. You can pull over. If your rider ain't sitting on the curb, bobbing back and forth like they about to get into a ill match of double dutch, then pull your ass over. I'm not sitting behind you for a minute and a half because you don't want to pull 2 houses up and lose a star because that entitled ass customer don't want to walk up 2 houses to get in the car. That's not my problem. I'm not sitting behind you. They should have all their 8 belongings that they want to run out of the house with, and they should have been ready before they called the damn Uber to begin with. Huh? Because it's serious. Y'all think I'm joking? Traffic is serious. Imagine the things that happen in traffic. Imagine yourself in the back of an ambulance and you're in rush hour traffic. You might not make it. Imagine, and parents, you know, you already paying a mortgage in daycare costs. You don't want to pay a car note and late fees. So when they charging that dollar a minute and you stuck in traffic, Oh, you don't want to slow down. A parent that's getting charged $1 a minute. I feel for you. Or if you're riding with me and think I'm taking you home to Mattapan during rush hour, oh, you wildin', B. I'm not taking you. I feel for you. You have to get off in Roxbury where I stay, and then Uber lift your ass the rest of the way. You understand what I'm saying? And this, but then the same rules apply to people that are picking up and dropping off friends or loved ones. Like, yo, find a parking spot. Hop out when the car has slowed down to 2 miles or below. But I can't sit behind you while you have the farewell conversation and then take a minute and a half to get out the car. I don't care if you're unloading your mama. I don't care if you're unloading groceries for your mama's mama. You got a 30-second grace period to get all your stuff and pound and love and dap and get out the car. Move! Muévete! Huh? What are the other things causing traffic that I want to get? The texting and driving. You know you're going to do it. I'm not going to tell you not to do it because you're going to do it anyway. You've been doing it. But don't do it if you're in the first 7 cars. That's all I'm saying. You know more than 7 cars ain't getting through the light. We don't have time for you to be searching for the right emoji while you're in car number 2. We don't got time to have to beep the horn at you to get you to pick your head up and then figure out if you step on the gas. Let's go. Move. Muévete. All right, if you in car 9, 10, or 11, yeah, okay, look for your emoji, send that, get the address, whatever. But if you in the front cars, let's go. You have a responsibility to the rest of us. Now, there's things that the city could do. And this is the part where I start talking about city government. There's more y'all could do, and y'all aren't doing it. And I know sometimes you have to drop it in your head like Inception, like the movie. So one, don't give the people the chance to cross the crosswalk when my light's green on a turn. Because if they're crossing, I can't turn. And if I'm turning, they can't cross. Make a delay. I'm not trying to get a $200 ticket because I'm trying to make my green light. And they sure as hell ain't letting me drive through them without banging on the hood or saying some slick shit to me. Huh? Blocking the box. You knew you wasn't going to make it across that intersection when you pulled out. And I wish I had a bulldozer so I could T-bone you, pick your car up, and slam it upside down the other side of the intersection for doing the ignorant shit that you just did. But no, I can't do that. So I need BTD, I need BPD to be out there issuing tickets in real time to deter people from doing that. Because you know, once they block one intersection, it just multiplies and goes back and it locks down the whole grid. What else could you do? Oh, BTD, if you're listening, you could clear parking on the inbound lanes during the morning and during the outbound lanes in the evening on major thoroughfares like from Charlestown all the way to Roxbury so that people can get home faster than they get home now, because we're losing time on our lives sitting in traffic. And now my last piece, I'm gonna be a little sensitive about it because I know the congregants of the church know Jesus, but why y'all get to double park on a Sunday? Huh? Do Jesus fix parking tickets? Does he know somebody? I mean, y'all got a building fund. It's time for some of y'all to get a parking lot fund, because y'all are shutting down prime traffic lanes. And I know it's on a Sunday, not that many people are out driving, but yet and still, we need y'all to move.